Hi, I'm Nicole Alvarez, and we are live at Coachella. I am joined by Jamie XX and Oliver Sim. Together, they're the XX, but, you know, we're here to talk about separate things as well. Welcome. How are you?
Hi. Very good.
Very good. Thank you.
I haven't seen you. We've sat down. We've chatted throughout the years. You know, one of my favorite memories of Coachella is I was trying to get to your set, and I was on a golf cart, and you started playing Angels, and it was just such a beautiful, mystical, I feel like, you guys belong in the desert because it's so magical. So it's nice to see you here again.
It's good to be back here. We have so many memories, so many great memories.
Can you share one with me?
I think some of my favorite memories here, like we've come not playing.
Yeah.
And just been here to like enjoy the music. And I think they've been some of my favorite, to be honest. It's full on when you're playing. It's full on.
It is.
So it's good to have... time is just like a lover of music.
I want people to know if you hear anything crazy, it's Run the Jewels is playing in the background. That's the beauty of Coachella. Jamie, we'll start with you. You have a new song out, and it's been, what, like 7 years? You were a little quiet. Did you take the pandemic break as a time to relax and rest, or were you secretly creating the whole time?
No, I was definitely creating the whole time.
Are you the type of person that needs to do it all the time? Like your mind doesn't stop?
I would love to take a break. But
you just don't know
I can't.
How.
But it was during the pandemic, I did get a lot of time to work actually, and it was a nice time just to be alone for me personally. And I ended up making a lot of the stuff that hopefully will be coming out soon.
Okay. Do we know how soon?
We do not.
We do not. But do we, and you just don't want to tell me?
Oh, actually, I have no idea. I'm still working on it, but, you know, it's getting close.
You're also playing a really exciting gig here in the desert at Pappy and Harriet's on Tuesday, and it's an iconic place in Pioneertown. How is that different from something on a larger scale than this?
Well, I played there once before, and it's like a tiny little dark tavern, and there's like you can only fit about 200 people in there. Last time it got so rowdy, everybody like invaded the stage, everybody was dancing all around me. It was awesome.
Yeah, it's a pretty good vibe. Oliver, I'm very excited for you. Congratulations, because you released your first work under your name alone. Was it, I know it was exciting, but was it terrifying on any level?
So scary.
Scary
because everything I've ever done, I've had like my two best friends to lean on. And like, even though Jamie produced the two songs that I put out, this is me stepping out on my own for the first time without my two best friends. And it's exciting, but very scary. Very scary.
Now, when you work together, when you produce a song of his, is it a separate mindset than if, let's say, you were working as the XX when you're just producing for him? Do you separate a part of yourself?
Yeah, I think that we just started making music together when we'd finished touring as the band, and that kind of sound came out, and it kind of just it invented itself. And then there were certain rules that I stuck to when working with Ollie in terms of the sound, but it was all very natural.
How long have you two known each other? Since childhood, I want to say
20 years, since we were 11. 11?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, I just have to ask, because I've had friends that I've known for that long that I don't work with, that we're just friends and we have conflict. How do you resolve conflict when you work together and you have such a long-standing friendship as well?
I don't know. It's been a while since we've had big conflict.
We're in deep conflict right now. You just don't know it. It's all like pushed down underground. It's in a look. It's in a look. Yeah.
Oliver, will you be performing on your own?
I will be.
Will you be there?
I'm flying home to London just to see it.
I've got 5 shows next month. One here in LA, one in New York, London, Paris, and Berlin. But it's nice. Like right now here, I'm not on the lineup. I'm here on like official cheerleader groupie duties.
Isn't it great? No pressure whatsoever.
It's
so all on him.
Nice.
It's like wonderful.
I can see him being a bit anxious, and I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I am not envious. But it's nice. It's like, even now, I was like, being asked to do promo, I was like, well, I'm not playing. But then I have to remember, I'm basically a new artist, not going to turn down any free promo.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm on the hustle.
This is all beneficial. It's been so nice to see you. I'm such a big fan. And I have to ask, since you're both here, in regards to the XX, What is happening? Are you taking a break? Are you working on stuff? Because I'm a huge fan, and sometimes, especially when I'm here, I crave it. And so I feel like I need answers.
Well, we're all hanging out together still, and we're just playing each other music. And
I feel excited to make music with Romy and Jamie more than ever. Especially like Romy's making her own music at the moment, and I see it and I love it and I'm inspired by it. And likewise, I see Jamie doing the same. So I look forward to what it's going to sound like when we next get together.
It's beautiful to watch you all evolve separately and then to think of what that might sound like when you come back to that core, which is the XX. I think it's going to be beautiful. So thank you very much for coming by. I'm very excited to see you always. Thank you and good luck.
Thank you.
I'm Nicole Alvarez, the XX, Jamie Oliver, and we're live at Coachella.